According to the study, children from low-income families in Florida have the best chance of making more than their parents if they grow up in Miami. Mark Vintner is an economist with Wells Fargo.
It's a little surprising just because Miami's been an economically challenged place.
Miami has one of the highest income gaps, second only to the New York metro area. But economists from Harvard and UC Berkeley found that statewide, low-income kids in Miami had the best shot of moving up, tied with Pensacola. Miami's high mobility rate might be because of its large proportion of immigrants. Again, Vintner.
Anyone who's willing to take the risk of leaving their home country is probably going to be a greater risk taker, and many of them will likely succeed.
But Miami didn't exactly shine when compared to other metro areas across the country. The region was solidly average, placing 39th out of 100 for income mobility. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.